This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, South Florida is home to outstanding football. We know that, as well as baseball. I mean, we know that as well. I mean, throughout the years, been tremendous baseball players that have made their way out, and we watch some all the time. You know, we watch them all at the big league level. Kaya Wright from South Miami has committed to Georgia Tech for football and baseball. What a outstanding both. He does them both extremely well, and South Miami benefits by having a kid who can play the game of football and also play the sport of baseball. Amazing in this day and age that you could do both and go to college, and we're extremely happy to have Kaya Wright with us this evening. Kaya, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for inviting me.
Anytime. This is exciting. I mean, you know, I mean, to be at the level you're at on the football field and also be able to do it in baseball, because it's two tough sports, two sports that you got to give a lot of yourself to both basically on a year-round basis. Talk about what it's been for you and how long have you played both?
Well, football I've always played. I've been playing since I was four, and baseball I kind of picked up, like, watching it, seeing, like, oh, like, I always wanted to try it. So, like, when I got around six, I started playing. And then, say, when I got, like, 10, I started playing basketball and football. So I took off of baseball, and once I got back to high school, like, I didn't like basketball like that, so I got back into baseball. So it's been a little roundabout around sports, but I've always played football and baseball, and it's always what I've loved to do. And yeah, it is a lot of time consuming, but it's all worth it.
And you're also a good student in the classroom, obviously. Georgia Tech is one of the top schools country. I mean, where did that come from? Was that a mom, dad, somebody that was always there to make sure that before you threw a baseball, football, or shot a basketball that it got done in the classroom?
Oh, definitely. My parents always told me that if I don't have grades, there's no way I can go anywhere. So that's definitely something I've been focusing on since I've been little.
Now, let's concentrate football-wise, and now do you play the defensive end position now?
Yes.
Okay.
Growing up, I've played quarterback, but, like, basically, like, when you're a little league, you play both sides no matter what. So I've always liked defense more than offense, and that's what I transitioned to when I got to high school.
Now, when you talk to Georgia Tech, now what do they project you at? Because, I mean, you're going to grow. I mean, obviously, you're 6'3 now. I mean, but yeah. I'm talking about you're going to get into that 230, 240 range over the next couple of years in football. Are you kind of you prepared for that, or would you much rather, like, play an outside linebacker position?
Actually, with Georgia Tech, I am going to be an outside linebacker. They run a 3-4, so
okay.
I'll be like a rover. Like, basically, like a pass rusher on the edge.
When you take a look at South Miami, this is a program that is, you know, you get athletes. They've always had athletes. I mean, I see it in basketball all the time they have down there. In baseball, they've been, you know, very competitive. Football kind of, like, is kind of tough because of the fact that there's so much talent down that way. But you look at this program, and I watched you play a couple of times over the last few years. You guys have athletes. I mean, and your coaching is outstanding. Talk about that. I mean, because I think you went to the playoffs last year. Good news. You had St. Thomas in the first round, which wasn't the best news. But still, you were in the playoffs representing. Talk about that experience.
I mean, it's always great to know that with the kids that you have, and you do the best that you can, and you get that far. But the coaches have definitely been, like, a big part since we first got there. Since he first got there, he's always been there for us, always told us, like, how he wants it to be, how, like, he just wants us to trust in his process. And shoot, after 1 year, the next year we went to playoffs. And to me, that's really good to know that he could turn the program around.
Yeah, and they have. They have extremely well. Kaya Wright joining us. We call him an athlete because this is a young man that can play everything. I mean, he plays baseball, he plays football, he's played some basketball in the past. Playing quarterback, now you played growing up. I think that's where I remember you, where you were playing on the quarterback position. Was a switch to the defensive side kind of permanent last year?
Oh, no. Ever since I've been in high school, I've been playing DN. My brother was a quarterback for South Miami.
Okay, so you've been on the defensive side. Now, as far as that's concerned, what are the things that you think you need to work on over the next until you go? Are you going in early in January?
No, I'm going to wait till the end of the year because I have baseball.
Oh, okay. That's a good. That's a valid reason. Okay, so let's say you go next year at this time between now and when you leave next summer. What are the things that you need as a football player to work on? I mean, this is a program in Georgia Tech, new coach with Coach Collins there, and new structure. What do you need from a personal standpoint to get better at?
Well, one thing I definitely need, I need to get faster, bigger, stronger.
Yeah.
Shoot, anything that can help me have an advantage on the field.
From a baseball standpoint, now here's another one. I mean, you're going to be playing in the ACC, which is really, really competitive. Georgia Tech always has kids. They have a lot of guys that go on to Major League Baseball and into the draft. What are the things personally from a baseball standpoint that you believe you need to work on?
I mean, I'd say baseball is just really a big mental game, but really all I have to do is, you know, go in the cages, make sure I keep my swing so I don't lose it during the football season. But really it's all work. It might be long nights where after football practice I might have to go to the cages, but if that's what it takes, then that's what I'll do.
Because it's all timing. I mean, and I know, you know, from being around baseball all my life, that, I mean, only in even the great athletes, it's tough to pick it right back up because it's, you know, especially when you swing. And if you get guys that throw changes, you know, and then they throw fastballs that rise up, I mean, you have to be, you know, you have to be in tune to be able to adjust. So I agree with you. I mean, it's not going to be something that you're just going to have to leave alone. You're going to have to double up. You're going to have to maybe after a football practice or a Saturday morning, wake up and go hit about 100 balls and stuff like that. And then, obviously, because you have to balance it. You know, I mean, I have to tell you, you know that as well as anybody. But do you feel confident as far as being able to go to college and then play both sports?
To me, I don't think I have a problem with it. You know, I might not have as much free time as anyone would want to have. But, I mean, to me, that's fine. As long as I can play and do my job, I'm fine with it.
And get a degree from a really good institution like Georgia Tech. Kaya, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations. That's everything that's come your way. And certainly we'll be following you this coming season. More kids should be able to do what you do. I mean, two sports and getting it done in the classroom. Your parents and yourself should be proud.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Kaya Wright. I'll tell you what, this is a kid that has an opportunity to do some things, whether it be in football or baseball, and certainly going to Georgia Tech, he has the grades.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.